This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Jamal is 18 and was acting bizarrely. He wasn't coming home. He sat staring out the window for long periods of time and had angry outbursts. His mother finally got him to agree to see a psychiatrist who diagnosed schizophrenia. His mother was tearful as she told me the diagnosis at Jamal's recent visit. She's a nurse and she knew a bit about schizophrenia. She didn't see any of the disease in Jamal. He was firmly connected to reality. His social relationships had become less desirable to him, but he still interacted normally with people. His thinking, his speech, and his behaviors were organized, and he had no hallucinations. Psychiatrists, like all of us, can make mistakes. Unlike my practice, where I can order lab tests or x-rays or scans to help me understand what's going wrong, psychiatrists don't have those tools. They see a person for a small amount of time, ask a number of questions, and then need to make a diagnosis and often start treatment, usually a drug. There's no shortage of reasons that doctors can make mistakes in judgment, including misinterpreting patients' answers, not asking appropriate follow-up questions, or implicit bias. Implicit bias is not unique to mental health, but it can play a role in how a doctor diagnoses a patient. Implicit biases are those stereotypes or feelings that we have toward a group of people that are subconscious. These biases can be either positive or negative. The important part, though, is that we act on these implicit biases involuntarily, without any awareness or control. These are not biases that we know we have, that we subconsciously suppress. These operate on a completely unconscious level. Implicit biases affect every one of us, even people who are supposed to be impartial, like referees and judges and doctors. We know subconsciously many doctors have biases toward women, ethnic groups, sexual behaviors, recreational behaviors, and certain occupations. Textbook or classic descriptions of diseases often paint a picture the way a white man would experience them. Medical students may not learn how the disease looks in women or other subgroups. A recent study looked at about 1,700 men diagnosed with schizophrenia. It turned out that black men diagnosed with schizophrenia were 4 times more likely than white men to actually have symptoms of a major depression. Could it be that racial implicit bias accounts for black men being misdiagnosed with schizophrenia rather than major depression? The problem is, of course, that depression requires a different approach than schizophrenia, and it can have a very different prognosis. But without knowing it, doctors may be making misdiagnoses that have important negative consequences. Jamal was reevaluated. He was diagnosed as having depression, treated with both antidepressants and therapy, and his mother says with a big smile, he's nearly back to normal. Jamal looks at me and gives me a thumbs up. As for the psychiatrist, she is not a bad doctor. She just jumped to conclusions, perhaps based on implicit bias, and failed to entertain alternative diagnoses. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.